Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. This is a fun part of our week. With all the hours that we have, this is one of my favorites. The Weekend What's Up with Christy and Dennis. Dennis, how are you doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
I'm groovy, bro.
You gotta start working harder.
Is that what it is?
So, Dennis, of course, the award from the award-winning glam band, not the only award-winning glam band, but the
vocalist of the year?
Of the year in Wisconsin. Where were you last night?
Well, I was paying my dues. See, I had to pay a lot of people to get that award. So
okay, yeah. The payback is hell.
Where's your play?
We played at the Outagamie County Fair.
Nice.
Seymour.
I saw George Thorogood there one time.
I believe it.
Yeah. How was it?
He was great. In his day, George Thorogood was, and he was one of those guys who would play anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was cool and he would rock. It was fun. They've got a history though for having really great entertainment.
They have over the years. Yeah. And then they put us in there.
Yeah, I know. Well, somebody must have canceled, huh?
Yeah, well, they did have tractor pulls last night, which is nice.
Although, yes. You know, in Madison, Milwaukee, no. John Fogerty is the headliner, and George Thorogood is like the opening.
Oh, sure.
Those are two people that I would just love to see.
Oh, without a doubt. They're a blast.
And tonight? Yeah. Where are you tonight?
We are supposed to be at Reidsville for the fire department fundraiser in Reidsville.
Why supposed to? You worried about the weather?
A little bit.
We were going to go to the stadium view. Ed and I were. And I texted you, and then I found out the rain got canceled. Yeah. But we were going to come.
That would have been our fourth year in a row getting rained on there.
Oh, really?
I didn't say rained out, but that would have been our fourth year in a row if we would have done that.
Is there a danger with all the electronics you guys have?
Oh, sure.
That hair. Yeah. I mean, that could go up in flames.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
What's the deal?
Keep flammables away, will you? Please.
Who calls that? You or the promoter or what? Do you say, look, we're not going to play in this?
I was going to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Wow, careful here.
Yeah, come on.
Brother's a priest.
It's usually the event organizer or person in charge on site. We called it last week just because we just, you know, the weather was what it was.
Yeah. Right. So again, far be it for me to complain, but we have the city band concert that plays right across the street from my house at St. James Park every Wednesday.
That's a beautiful area.
It is, and it's with the band shell.
Yeah.
And we pay them $3,000 a night to play there, taxpayer money.
Okay.
That's you and me and Johnny. Our taxes go to pay them. The deal is...
I'm not in that equation?
You pay a lot of taxes.
I'm just a dog named Boo.
I want to make a point that it's not all this ARPA...
The Hollies?
Sorry.
Who was that?
Poco.
Poco, that's right. Poco. Lobo.
I was way off.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Sorry.
Traveling and we're living off the land.
Sorry, the mayor has the floor.
1969.
The mayor has the floor.
No, I don't. I just, this
go
happens
ahead, Jim,
all the time.
Sorry.
I'll have the floor next week.
So, how old is that shell, by the way? It's been there for a while.
Well, the shell is, the band has been, it's the longest continuous playing municipal band in the United States.
Oh, my goodness.
Very cool. Over 100 years. However,
wow.
And I did contracts with these guys. If it's inclement weather, they play the next day, Thursday.
Oh,
very nice.
And, okay. But if they play, they get paid. Uh-huh. So last Wednesday, it was raining, and you look on the thing, 100% rain.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was this little break where it drizzled, and they played. Took their money and left. And then the next day it was beautiful. So I think you should call it for the... when you become more important than the audience, I think you're in trouble.
That's fair. Although we do say guys don't always wear makeup, so...
Whatever.
And then on the third, though, you guys have a big event in Manitowoc, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the biggest.
Yeah, the celebration they have downtown is amazing. You know, with Brennan C. Hafer and the whole group everywhere downtown, Aspire... Realty and the whole group, that there's so many sponsors and whatnot that throw that together. That's just a beautiful community.
That community comes together.
People. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. 20,000. We had over 20,000 there last year.
Is that your biggest crowd?
No. No. We've had some
Oktoberfest
downtown Appleton. That's crazy.
Oh, that's
it's like miles.
You ever see pictures of that?
Yes. It's
like
miles.
I've been on stage introducing bands.
Sure.
And literally as far as you can see,
oh, yeah.
It is people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's last year there was well over 200,000 at that.
Yeah, that Mila Music or
the same mm-hmm. same area. Yeah,
I got a really big laugh at one time when I was doing a thing. But Katie, my partner from you know the old radio station,
sure, yep.
got really mad at me. Her and I were.
Why would she do that?
I know. Her and I were doing a introduction. I forget who the band was, and I said, "Hey, folks, I know a lot of you people have been." Oh no, this was at Rock USA, and I said, "No, you, a lot of people are camping here and everything." And I know you probably heard the disturbance in the camping ground at like 3:30 this morning. I want you to know everything okay. And I know you heard somebody screaming and crying and yelling and pounding on the door and just screaming bloody murder, and it woke everybody up. So Katie finally got up and let the guy out.
That's sassy.
Wow.
But anyway. So, Dennis, I got to do one thing before we introduce your WhatsApp segment. I want to see what gifts you brought us.
Oh, sure.
All right.
I didn't make it for your for the 1 year, so I just wanted to.
Oh, this is our happy anniversary.
I wanted to show my depreciation for you guys.
Well, and who wrapped this? Because something tells me
think
you did.
That?
No,
I
know. No, I don't.
This is incredible.
So it was your.
I got to say, I did not do that.
Remember what he did for us at Christmas?
I wrapped the bottles of wine, as you can see.
Yeah.
Amanda, grab a bottle.
And thanks for the wine.
Thank you for the wine.
Yes, thanks.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
Right? Actually, I really brought some.
There you go. I saw that.
What kind of cheese is it? That's like delicious.
Finlandia? Is that how you say it?
Finlandia.
Finlandia.
Like Asiago.
Yeah, Asiago cheese.
If I ever had a boy, I'd name him Asiago.
Make me work for it, John.
Speaking of rappers, Neo's here in a little while.
Yay! Aha.
This is great for radio.
Radio.
Like when
people are watching.
When Milton did the forecast, that was great too.
Oh, we're right. Opening ready to ship there. It's ready to ship.
Okay, I need a knife. Who's got a knife? Scissors. On
I don't have a pen. I have some lip gloss.
Right. Yeah, lip gloss.
Lip gloss will cut anything. Cheapers.
All right. You have a. This is very thoughtful.
Yeah, there you go.
I broke. My cup.
A new Harvard mug.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will use this every day.
I had to get
this.
Something a little bit bigger for you because I saw it. You know.
Are you listening, Ben Chan?
That is awfully nice of you.
I didn't want you to have the average everyday mug and get confused with the rest of them.
Were you here when I broke
that's
it?
That's the real one, the Harvard Community College branch.
That's it. I still picture when it cleared the table, I was going like, no.
Oh, I know.
Slow motion.
It's still happening in slow motion in my head to this day.
Thank you.
So you're very welcome.
The first time we had Ben Chan on, he purposely went and got his Harvard mug.
I did.
So he looked smart.
I did. I wanted to think because he would have never deducted that on his own. So that I had to say,
"Well, you are what
I
you
did,
think."
I
as they say, up
we all still lost really,
so
really
well
bad.
Wrapped. It's mind-boggling. Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, look at this.
So everybody that's listening, this
thank
is
you. This is very kind of you and your wife, I should say.
Oh, sure.
Jim,
they're
sure.
The bestest.
That mug has got to be probably a 16-ouncer. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't get out to drink very often.
Yes, I will use that.
John, that's like me opening a gift.
No,
you put some muscle
in. So I got to tell you something. Where did you find that? The picture.
The picture?
Yeah.
At one of my favorite antique stores in Door County.
Okay, because believe it or not, we found, when I put that museum together at the Veterans Organization, look at this.
Yeah.
That I was doing. And yes, we had a World War One. Our theme was World War One.
There it is.
And somebody donated this exact picture.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow,
and we're
cool.
Like, where in the world did you find that from?
That's legit copyrighted 1917.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that we had this in the museum? This
no
exact
kidding.
Picture.
Wow.
That
we
is
had
so
an
thoughtful.
Exodus World War One uniform and the hat and the whole thing. So well, thank you so much.
That's yours.
It's a World War One veteran going off saying goodbye to his loved one.
Tell me that dog
love
doesn't know what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Standing
we had the exact
like
uniform. Somebody donated the exact uniform that looked just like that.
Yeah.
That is so incredibly thoughtful.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
So, we're so lucky to have you.
And everybody else in the round here has got some wine and things of that nature going on. So
all
just
for celebration
of
the one-year anniversary. We wouldn't have made it without you and Christy. So, thank you
for
being part
of
it.
Yeah, listen, you guys
talking
smack.
Thanks for having us.
You guys,
we would have made it, but you guys made it better. Put it that way.
Thank you for that. It's got to be the lip gloss in the building here. That's what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're
very welcome. Thank you. Thank you. When I saw that, it's like, oh, I had to do that.
I love it.
Harvard. Harvard University. Yes, yes. Lovely. Splendid.
Learn something.
Yeah.
All right, so Christy,
what's going on?
So it is supposed to rain tonight, so we'll see. But no matter what, they are still going to do Fridays on the Fox. And tonight it's Brass Differential. And this is free. This is right at Hagemeister's at 301 North Washington. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m. But yeah, if it starts raining, they're going to announce where the other
But also the Army Band is going to be playing too, right after them. Yeah.
Yep. Right on.
So yeah, you can, you know, get groovy, live music, food, drinks, and if there is a sunset, they're always so beautiful. Yeah. But yeah, so that'll be fun, and you can bring your own chairs too. It gets packed out there.
Oh man, I tried singing dueling pianos, and it's like,
love the
dueling
pianos.
I was thinking about bringing somebody else's chairs.
Yeah.
Just teasing. Just checking on you. It's Friday. Just checking.
And then, like I said, Saturday at the Waterfront Market right here in the Sea Deck Landing, we're going to have a meet and greet with Ed the Diver. He's going to bring that Angry Angler case with all the lures and stuff like that.
Ed the Diver? I know him.
Ed the Diver.
I know him.
Yes. Yes. So from 12 to 3, and we'll do some magnet fishing out back too.
Who did a big article on you guys? Thank you.
That's when we were in Oshkosh in Nina. It was
their local paper.
Oshkosh Herald.
That was a big spread.
Yeah.
That was a cool picture.
His favorite song, Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan.
Oh, nobody else would know that song.
We gotta find that
Todd
song.
Todd would know that song.
Magnet and Steel from Walter Egan. Oh, that's a
See,
beauty.
He knew already.
I'm on it.
Yeah, and then obviously the farmer's market is Saturday right here on Washington. That's always phenomenal. I love that one. And then also on Sunday, the Levitt Green Bay Music Series, that's presented by On Broadway. That's at Light Memorial Park. That's also free. That is from 4 to 6:30. And playing there is, that would be Cat in the Hurricane. And the opener is Allison Mahal. I hope I said that right.
That is a great event.
You can hear that music from way over here.
And they've got food trucks, and that is a fun event. And I know that was sponsored by...
It says on Broadway.
You know, they applied for a grant.
Okay.
And to bring the community together, and it's for everyone and anyone. And yeah, that was great last Sunday, too. And the weather's going to be really good this Sunday. So I just
saying.
Jim, you would know, can the Heights ever have a backdoor patio to play music? The Heights, Pub and Parlor, my favorite place.
Well, I don't know that. That's DP. That's up inspection. I don't know why not.
I think that'd be fabulous.
Yes. But I don't have that authority anymore, Christy. I am just.
I like to pretend.
Yeah, so do I.
You will respect my authority.
Anyway, tonight. I hope the weather goes through. But we got a great weekend coming up.
But yeah, check out downtown Green Bay, Ed.
Oh, I remember this song.
Remember those days?
But I didn't know that was the name of the song.
At the roller rink back in the day.
Well, we didn't have a roller rink, but
okay,
you did. Not Nagani.
Come on.
This is my new dedication. To Heather Diva and Lady Diva.
This
is a great song. About 76, 77?
75, maybe.
75?
78?
78.
As Jim said, not to be confused with Lady Diva.
You should watch the video. He's wearing a satin jacket. It's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Hey, remember the album cover? Linda Ronstadt, satin jacket, yes, knee indeed. Socks, and rollerblades?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to set it. Todd's shaking his head. Oh, no.
We got to get
it. We got to quick break. Back after this.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires.
Me and you and a dog named Boo.
Well played.
I remember listening to this song while I was laying in bed with the mumps.
Ouch.
Who are they?
It's rough. Who are the mumps?
And you know what? It traveled down to that one, and it's like, shh, it was not pleasant. Mumps, what can happen?
I thought
I might never have kids because of that.
I thought the welding accident.
Well, that too. That didn't
happen. I never had kids due to natural selection, but that's another thing.
No.
That's a whole other story.
What's wrong with you?
Are you my daddy?
No, it did not happen to me. I tell you what. Todd's on a roll today.
Todd's amazing.
We should call you Butter.
Todd is unbelievable.
Smooth like butter.
What else you got there, buddy?
You can put butter in your Harvard coffee cup there. That's
there you go.
Todd went and got me coffee.
Isn't that great?
And he is the best.
Aww.
And it is. Yeah,
sincerely,
thank you. And
he's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah.
We know that. And we have our boss coming on after Fridays. We have a meeting with her, so we gotta get that raise for Todd.
Amen to that.
Oh, he deserves it.
It's not easy maintaining that beard. Look at that.
That's awesome.
The beard in these two cats.
Anyway. All right, what's up, Dennis?
Well, we've got lots of things happening, and as you can imagine, it's summertime. There's food trucks everywhere. Shattuck Park and Nina, Oshkosh, Main Street, everywhere. I can keep on going. And Skyline Comedy Club, Scott Cease is in town. He's in the movie Cocaine Bear. If you ever seen it, I don't recommend it. But anyway, it's dumb.
Cocaine Bear. I saw part of that. That was why is that a movie?
Oh yeah, that came out related. Just this past year. Yeah,
it's like stop trying to reenact the great outdoors in a really bad way.
Can't do it. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's loosely based on a real thing. The bear didn't make it, by the way, in real life.
Yeah.
The bear died
from a cocaine.
He also wrote the Titanic and didn't make it. No, that bear in real life didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
Had a heart attack and died.
Played basketball. And...
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. This weekend in Appleton, the Wisconsin Utter Tuggers are playing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the Timber Rattlers, the Utter Tuggers.
Is that like pig wrestling?
What is that?
It's the South Bend Cubs. They're right by the mall there, right on the highway in 41.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Maybe the best in the entire country for minor league baseball.
The home of your class A+, if you will, Milwaukee Brewers.
Yep. Right.
And there's Jacob Mizorowski, Utter Tuggers bobblehead, tonight.
Nice.
Followed by post-game fireworks, weather permitting. And
we're just kind of mumbling.
Oh, and by the way, Sunday is Bark in the Park.
Mm. That's
so,
fun.
So, yeah, that's a 1:10 start. That's Bark in the Park. Bring your dogs and whatnot and bring your bags and your little bitty shovels, you know. Be nice. Be kind.
Right.
Bring your dogs, though. And what else is cooking there? They have a cereal bowl giveaway on Saturday.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's great. What's the nutritionist have to say about that?
I still think one of the cool things they do at the Tarleton is they free
cereal
event on Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
All the different types of cereal come in, and they nothing but cartoons on the big screen.
That's
right.
Cool.
I love that. Tarl told me about that. Yeah. I got to check
what
that out.
What a great
out
idea.
Cocoa Puffs. And yeah, that's
and
cool.
It's all free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
I know adults that go to that.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it you go?
I don't, but I used to love cartoons when I was a kid.
Oh, no, I'm sure.
Can you imagine the comic, having the paper, you know, the newspaper comics and stuff like that at the same time? That'd be cool.
I'm so old, yeah. I remember to go to the movies, and they would show the comics before the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was
sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially what he did with those pianos, the painted pianos all over the downtown. That's so incredible.
Yeah,
him.
Those are cool.
Right?
And there's one right out back here.
Yeah.
Outside the bike store.
Walter, he wants to play now.
Oh, good. Like
every time he goes by it, he's playing
that's
nonstop.
Awesome.
Get him started.
And he's good.
Well, this weekend, the Outagamie County Fair continues. They're celebrating 140 years. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
140 years. And our friends from Take Two Acoustic are playing there tonight in the band Avenue 55. That's their fully plugged in group. Mm-hmm. They're playing there tonight. And Saturday night, again, I should say weather permitting, mm-hmm. Nashville Pipeline is playing on Saturday. By the way, and followed by fireworks and what have you.
They're hugely popular.
They played on Washington Street last year.
Yep. That band's been around forever.
Yep.
Block Party.
Forever.
Yep.
Farm markets are everywhere this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, in Appleton and in Neenah and Oshkosh. Saturdays downtown in Appleton, I believe Shattuck Park in Neenah. I'm just kind of whipping through things as fast as we can because there's so much to whip out through here. I maybe should have rephrased that. Moving right along.
You ladies mind if I whip this out?
Yes.
What movie? Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I kept thinking of Porky's, too. There's another thing in there, too. Why do they call you a meat? Never mind.
Yeah.
The downtown Oshkosh Farmers Market is actually on Main Street.
Yep.
And I forgot my glasses in my rush.
I was going to say something.
Yeah, did you see me struggling? Do you see me struggling?
I have. You're moving at different distances away back and forth.
Oh, and I have a printer on the fridge.
I would loan you mine, but I've only got one.
Putting
handle
on the fridge.
Look how small the font is, though.
Thanks for noticing. Thanks for noticing how small my font is.
It's like microscopic.
Yeah, wow.
I can't even read that.
Public.
I just got my new
thanks a lot, Christy.
Sorry. Shut our mic off like usual.
So the farmer's market runs, by the way, started June 1st and runs all the way through October 26th.
Yes.
Great.
Weekend, so.
And when's the best part? When's the best time to get pumpkins, Jim? Remember that last year?
October.
No, I don't remember.
Remember what he said?
No.
To get pumpkins.
Oh, the farmer's at the end.
Yeah.
At the end.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want to take them back. That's true. I did say that.
And by the way, you know, there's also
there's
farmer's
a farmer's
market
like
over in...
Military.
No, I know. But Howard.
We
had the gentleman on from Howard's Commons.
Okay. Yeah.
And Monday nights.
Monday nights. But they are desperately looking for more produce people.
Really?
People
get the word out for that.
Yes. Yeah. Word out there really, because people are always looking for produce, and they just don't have enough produce vendors.
Sure. Howard Commons is an awesome little area there.
Isn't it, though?
Really, beautiful. Yeah,
spectacular. Saying from a guy from who lives in Appletown, so just saying. Another neat thing, too, is Oshkosh, downtown, they have the old school movie theater, the Time Community Theater. Mm-hmm. They have old movies all the time. Tonight, I believe, is... today's 28th? Yeah. They have Creature from a Haunted Sea.
Oh, jeez.
It's from 1961. That's playing tonight. And tomorrow night is Jaws.
Jaws!
Oh. Yeah.
Aww.
That's at 445 North Main Street, and it's no cost to get in. It's free.
They I would do that a lot.
We were just talking about that yesterday, and but it's like the anniversary of Jaws, and I from that era there were two movies that I still say are scary as hell. Jaws and The Exorcist.
Can you totally? Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Without a doubt. So that's coming up on 50 years. There was a 1975 release, if you can believe that.
Wow.
But yeah, so if you're looking for something to do, and let's say it gets hotter later on in the summer, the Time Community Theater has free movies.
That's fantastic.
And let's see, I think doors open at 7 o'clock. Yep, 6:30, right. And the show starts at 7. Movies start at 7 o'clock, so... That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just kind of a quick run through what's happening around here.
Very nice. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff.
A lot of cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
And people just to, and if they didn't take notes while we were talking, just go to the websites. There's so many things. I mean, you Green Bay, even if you just go to Green Bay, Oshkosh, Nina, Menasha, anything.com, they're going to steer you to events.
You bet. Just look under events for the city you're in.
There's no reason to sit at home this weekend. There's so much going on, and people work so hard. We talk about the volunteers that are behind the scenes and this stuff. It's unbelievable. I mean, you guys perform, and you're the star, but there's a lot of stuff. I just want to say there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that are going on. The food trucks, the organization, the parking attendants.
And the county fair. You should see those.
How about those things?
You know, and I got to tell you, folks, over the years, fewer and fewer volunteers show up for those events.
Right.
And it's so hard for those people. They're just running around like heads with their chickens cut off. I said that right.
You know, it's funny you'd say that because I've noticed that recently when they're talking about events. Said volunteers still needed. Volunteers still needed.
I'm telling you, give a darn for your community. 140 years, for example, at the Outagamie County Fair, they're running short on people. You know, volunteer
and
folks.
It gets a little bit scary when you want people to volunteer for X amount of hours, and when you drag someone for 20, 30, that's like, oh, come on. I mean, we need people to step up, and sometimes you get a little packed like before the event and say, hey, look, we really need volunteers. So look at people, you know, we had a guy on earlier today talking about living a healthy life. And one of the things is to be connected with your community, and you can do that through volunteering. And
it makes a difference.
It does.
It does.
You need a darn, it's good for the heart. That's what I always say.
Very nice. Thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. And we got Neo coming up. Young artist. He's fantastic. We had him on here in like our second week. Would you hear him? Back after this.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here with our favorite segment of the week, the City Deck Landing Music Series, and we got a great young talent coming in, and it is not Amanda.
It could be.
Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You know, my birthday's tomorrow.
No.
Yeah.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
As a recovering gentleman, we're not going to guess your age. Remember that last episode last week?
I do. I do. Did not go well. I'm not going to mess this up. The top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
No, pressure's on.
May we ask you to sing happy birthday to her?
I'm sweating.
The top vocalist in the state of Wisconsin.
Gotta look me directly in the eyes.
Doesn't get much better than this.
Happy birthday.
Sexy person.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Madam President. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
It's a way to start the morning.
Yes. I made sure I wore my skin tight underwear for you today.
Hey, by the way, let me see your left hand.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have never seen that before, and that is very sharp.
That's an old school ringy dingy, don't you know?
Yeah, I've never seen you wear the ring before. Do you always wear it?
Well, I had something different. I had a stunt double before.
Yeah, you had that black thing or something.
I wanted to get something a little bit older. You know, this the new school.
That's very classic.
Like, yeah, thank you. That's like old school.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted to wear. We found something the same day we found your picture. And
the picture you gave me is amazing.
Like, that's,
you know what that reminds you of a little bit? His name was Rico. He wore a diamond.
Hey,
how's everybody doing?
That is old
there?
School Copacabana. That is very, very cool.
The hottest spot north of Havana. Hey,
this is your live music today, guys.
Do you do any? Do you do any Barry Manilow?
No, I keep my clothes on. Wait, you said barely what? No. Barry Manilow?
Yeah,
no,
no,
all right. No.
Well, happy birthday, Amanda. Amanda does so many things behind the scenes for us. It's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling.
Oh, there is.
Oh, there's Todd.
Oh, we're doing the merengue and the cha-cha.
Jeez.
How can you not like this song? How can you not move when this song comes on? It's not possible.
Hey!
Her name was Laura.
Come on, give it to us.
She was a showgirl.
Hey!
With yellow feathers in her hair. And
look at Amanda getting down.
How can you not? It's
absolutely
the beat.
That's
it's moving. Mean.
It's fantastic.
It Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters does an awesome version of this, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you should check that out. It's awesome.
You know, I actually, the night of the, when I was with you, when I tried to give you fried cheese curds, you wouldn't eat them.
Not before the show, brother.
At the end of the street down here.
Yeah.
And I went right over to the 70s bar then.
Oh, yeah.
They play great music.
Oh, man.
I mean, songs you forgot about from the 70s.
Do they play Where the Heck is Alice?
I don't remember that one, but there's just a, it's like, oh, I totally forgot about that song.
Alice, yes. Alice, who the heck is Alice?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a great song.
Absolutely.
Alice. Alice, Alice, who the heck is Alice?
No.
Todd has no idea.
Wow, okay.
I was waiting for a little Sylvia's Mother. Remember Sylvia's Mother?
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I actually have a CD. I was playing it yesterday while I was doing research for today.
Really?
I kid you not.
Oh, my
1972
gosh.
1972 AM Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I like
on
that.
On Time Life Music.
Great era for music. 1972. Mm-hmm. Great era for music.
Did you go to that 70s bar? You hang out there?
I've not been.
It is great. And they've got the, not just the music and the decor, but also posters,
so cool.
Pictures,
videos
of what is it? The Partridge Family. What's up?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
It is a place that
I got to go now.
We enjoy going there with friends.
The '70s was such a groovy
visiting.
Decade.
It
man,
was. It
know?
Was different, right? But it was just
wall to wall carpeting.
So.
You had the shag carpeting. Right. It smelled like smoke because everybody smoked.
Neil,
and I'll tell you what. I just saw somebody walk by coming back from the coffee shop here next door. And I don't know what it was, but boy, that looked delicious with the big straw coming out.
Oh, I know.
The
they put that.
Wow, did that look
what's
good.
What's your name?
Cream on there. Yes.
Neil, good to
nice
have
to
you, brother.
You,
how
nice
are you, man?
I'm doing all right. How
good
you doing
to finally
today?
Meet you.
Yes,
Neil,
yes,
remember
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, brother?
I'm
good
doing
to see
all right.
You.
Good
Neil,
see
the
you.
Blue Heart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir. So, yes, sir. How y'all doing today?
Hey, he's big time. You know why I know he's big time?
He's got a posse.
He brought his management.
He did. He brought the management.
He brought his management team.
Dennis, for the record.
A lot changed since the last time we talked.
Yeah. Dennis, for the record, his manager was a student of mine.
No kidding.
So he introduced me to Neil. And,
okay, that's a...
And Neil is really good at music. Can't tell time because he's 9 minutes late. But, Neil, we're glad you're here. You were the feature at Juneteenth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I was.
I heard you last year. I didn't go this year because you played at 8:30 before the fireworks, and that's my bedtime. So, how have you been?
I've been all right, man. I've been all right.
And
definitely.
Were you singing? You still writing music? Tell us a little bit about.
Always, yeah. So, I'm working on this EP. I want to release like I say about 2 months. I'm still working on a final release date for it. But really, I just been gathering up as much content as I can. That way, I can just start just pushing it. I know when I drop, they're gonna get hungry for it. So I just want to keep feeding them, positive content.
And you do that. You do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your videos.
Yeah.
You've been putting those out.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yep. I just dropped a video. I say about like 2-3 weeks ago. I just dropped a video. It's called High and Lows. So that's out right now on YouTube. So yeah, I'm working on one currently as we speak. So y'all gonna be featured in it. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
The stuff that you put out, man, the stuff you drop has got so many different aspects. So many different things that are going through your head. You threw a lot of material out in like between 2 and 4 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
so you got a lot going on in your music, man. What's the motivation? What's it
well,
all about?
If I could jump in here, what I remember from the first time that I thought really hit home to me was it's like based on his grandma's experiences.
Okay.
I mean, right from the heart. And you know that the best songs come from the heart.
He's got it right there on his shirt,
he's got it right
man.
There.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got, I'm working on a clothing brand as well. That's what I've been doing as well. I just started making these shirts. I make them myself. So I'm learning about that as well. But I'm getting ready to start pushing it out there. I got a couple of people who bought some at Juneteenth and events like that. So definitely, they all available. You can order them now, pre-order. I got the link in my description on my social media, all platforms.
So where do you find the inspiration for most of your music? You're talking about your grandmother and whatnot. I see a lot of stuff was, some of the stuff that I heard is really not from the grandmother, if you will. You know what I mean? It's from your experience.
All from the grandmother.
Yeah, definitely.
So share some of that, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. Like people like my grandma and a couple people in my life that, mean a lot to me, they definitely influenced some of my music. But when it comes down to it, I just like to think about, the things that I've been through. It's like therapy for me. So, at first I started making it for me, but after a while, it helped me so much. Like every time I get in the studio, it's like therapy. So it's like I do it for the people who can't, you know, speak about the things they go through. You know, it's a lot of people out here that don't know how to express what they feel, don't know how to, you know, talk about the things that they going through. So I try to, you know, encourage them, you know, just keep going, you know.
That's exactly where it's at. You know, as soon as you hit the word therapy, bingo. That's I think that's the common denominator of music, wherever. Definitely. It doesn't matter what it is you do and what have you, man. That's what it is. It is that, without a doubt. If there's one word to put it together, that's it.
Your performances, Nico, you do get people to kind of come up pretty close to the stage and really.
I like to interact with the crowd. Yeah, definitely. Like I see a lot of people. I go based off like past experience and stuff like that. I like to stand out and be different. So I feel like if people come to see a performance, I'm gonna give them a performance. So
that's right.
I want to engage with the crowd. You know, interact between songs. I like to take breaks. You know, ask the crowd how they doing. You know, tell them make some noise, make them feel good. You know,
you bet.
Definitely.
And that's their therapy. So everybody wins.
Good point.
Everybody wins.
You've been performing Appleton.
Yeah, I perform Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. Next, I'm trying to stop in Milwaukee, hometown. I got to get back home. So I'm trying to bring it back home, back south. Yeah.
Oh, so that's home.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So when did you come here?
I've been up here for about like 3 years now. Yeah, so about 3 years ago, I came up here and then just started ever since.
Well, you still seem okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
You're young to get into this. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. 16, you started singing performing.
To play in
Oshkosh, Appleton, you know, Green Bay, and you played at some decent places here in Green Bay.
Definitely. Yeah, I played at the Epic Event Center. That was a dope one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Played there twice. So, yeah, that was a dope experience for sure. Yeah, most definitely.
So,
yeah.
What's your goal? What do you want to do?
Really, I feel like music is just a gateway to get me to where I want to be in life as far as like being my own boss, being my own businessman. I want to look into real estate in the future and things like that. So I definitely don't plan on doing this forever, but I feel like, you know, you got to take small steps to get to the bigger ones. So
that's it. World domination, you know, things like that.
It's got to start somewhere. Sure.
Definitely got to start somewhere.
So where does the guy find your music? I mean, you're everywhere.
Yeah, I'm available on YouTube. I got a YouTube channel, Official Neo Music. I got Instagram as well, official_Neo0. You know, you catch me. I'm working on getting more of my music out on Spotify, Apple Music, like that. I got a lot of people who reach out to me asking for different links and stuff like that. But everything will be in order real soon. Yes.
You're getting pretty close to 850 subscribers right now on the YouTube. I want to get you to 2,500 where you can start making some money.
Let's do it on your YouTube platform.
You're
definitely trying to get up
there.
So
follow this guy.
Can you make money on YouTube?
You can.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, you have to have like at least 3 minutes. Videos at least 3 minutes long and have 2,500 subscribers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, that type of thing. And you know, it's volume in mass, to get to that point.
Want to hear a little music, Nico? Nico, that's my son-in-law. Your name.
Neo, yes, sir.
Go ahead. Play something. We've got a couple minutes here, Todd.
Let's do it. Perform this song live. I perform this at Juneteenth as well. It's called Don't Give Up On Me. I'll be releasing this song. Yeah. Say, okay, we living in a world full of lies. You can't believe what everybody tell you, and you gon' have to fail a couple times. Just remember everything you done been through. Okay, I know it get hard, yeah, but nothing in this world gon' be easy. Just put your faith up in God, yeah. And he gon' make it better, just believe me. All you ever wanted was the truth. All you ever wanted was somebody good to you. All you ever wanted was a place to call home. Feeling weak inside, but you tryna stay strong. You got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Live your life till you can't no more. You're almost there, just don't let go. The rain gon' stop and the sun gon' shine. You gotta wake up cause you're running out of time. Okay, live your life till you can't no more. You're almost there, just don't let go. The rain gon' stop and the sun gon' shine. You gotta wake up cause you're running out of time. But you got it, don't you give up on me. You got it, don't you give up on me. I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, I say you got it, don't you give up on me. Come on, you got it, don't you give up on me. Yeah, You got it, don't you give up on me, yeah. Okay, you got it, don't you give up on me, yeah. I say you got it, don't you give up on me. No, don't you give up on me, yeah. You better not give up on me, yeah. You better not give up on me. You better not give up on me, yeah. You better not give up on me, yeah. You better not give up on me. No, don't you give up on me, yeah. Tell me you won't give up, tell me you won't give up. I hope you won't give up, yeah, yeah. Just say you won't give up, yeah.
Love it. What do you
appreciate
think?
It.
I was spending some time listening to your music, my friend, and that was way to go, way to pull it off.
Appreciate it.
Just like that.
Yeah, you know.
I just want to say, man, the music behind what you do, I got to tell you, is freaking amazing. I don't know how you find it, what you do, how you put that together, but I listen to a lot of stuff in the genre, and there's a lot of stuff that doesn't have real good melodies and music behind it. But man, you almost everything you
appreciate
do
it,
is just amazing musically speaking, and there's a lot to it. So it's
when you put it to,
I want to give you that high compliment, man. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
I mean, the words to the music, and then tell us about the videos. I've seen some of those, but. Is it your manager here that's the artist behind it, or who does
no,
that?
No, really, I like to work with different videographers here. One of the ones that I love working with, one of the most, is Slapping Grits right here, my cameraman. I got him here today. Really, when I work with them, I just let them be creative. You know, I'm open to whatever. Really, I go based off the theme of the song, the feeling of the song, and I just let them go crazy with it. You know, it just all come together.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It's great.
I know the number one question people are going to ask if what they're shooting today goes, you know, worldwide, or like, who's the fat old white man sitting next to you?
That could be anyone.
Which one?
Yeah. Which one?
There's three of them.
Man. I know him.
No, they all cool guys. These my friends, man. We good.
So where are you performing? What's coming up?
Right now, I'm just getting ready to get this EP released, get this final release date going. I got a show July 6th at Stage 1 in Green Bay. July 6th, so next month. I'm getting ready for that as well.
All right.
And we're just going to keep going up from here, man.
We're going to set a break. When we come back, we want to hear another one, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome.
And I want to hear one of those ones you wrote, like, with your grandma in mind or your family in mind and everything.
Okay.
Because the
it.
Words to that are incredible.
Okay.
And the beat. All right. Back with Neo right after this.
Sounds good.
Cool. Welcome back. Love the sound of this young man. Dennis, you've made it big in the business. You tell me you tell me how this kid's future, shouldn't say kid, this young man's future is going to pan out if he does it the right way.
I'm a never was. That's what I am. But just happy to be here. So, Neo, like you said, the future is yours, man. So you've got so many things going on right now.
Dozens
of videos.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
And again, the music is amazing. So how many songs are going to be on the EP? Usually they say it's like four for an EP. But
yeah, I'm thinking about doing like five or six.
Yeah.
I might throw a bonus one on there for sure. And one or two features for sure. Yep.
So when the EP is dropped,
I grew up in the EP era EP of
is,
LPs.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, guys. EP is like a mixtape. So like a little mixtape, like a shorter version of an album.
Got they call it extended play, which is confusing.
Mm-hmm.
EP is for extended play, but it's not like not long plays LP.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
That's what she said. How is the music going to be available? Do you know
I'm going to release it all out. It's going to be all on all platforms. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. It's going to be on SoundCloud as well. But
right,
all platforms.
So how does a guy make money these days making music?
Really,
we're all curious.
Yeah, putting it out on really, I say shows. That's why I started doing different shows like that. You got to network, and I swear, like strangers will make you rich. One day you will run into somebody that changed your whole life. So I just say networking. You got to like I do I stuff outside of music as well, like my clothing brand as well, like different, you know, different ways to, you know, because it ain't gonna lie, it take a lot of money into this, so it ain't easy making it. So you definitely gonna have a steady income to, you know, make it to where you want to be for sure. So
and you never know who's listening.
That's
you never know who's listening.
We gotta
sure.
do our best here to, you know, to
absolutely do our part.
Neo the blue heart, I call him.
Yes, sir. So,
it's not easy making money these days, you know, because I see that people are still saying, well, CDs at live concerts are still where it's at to make money because it's an immediate, you know, it's tangible. It's something you can take with you from a show.
Sure.
I mean, because now it's all download this, download
yeah, it is.
That.
Yeah, I feel like the bigger names in the industry, they able to get away with it a little bit better because, you know, they got their fan base already, so people don't mind going to buy a CD if they play it like that, you know. But yeah. Definitely everything is with our phones now. Download this, mm-hmm. download that, you know.
You can't put a CD in your phone.
Yeah, definitely can't.
Well, what else are we going to hear?
I got this another track I performed at Juneteenth as well. It's called High and Lows. I released this one already. It's on YouTube as well. On my social media official, on my YouTube channel, Official Neo Music. So I'm going to perform it just without the beat. Just let y'all feel it, get a taste of what I'm saying. You know? I say, my mind gone. I've been at my high and lows, but this the life I chose. I'm facing pain and can't complain because it's the life I chose. When I blow my brains, I feel insane and I've been at my lowest. I cry sometimes when I'm alone, but don't nobody know it. And most of the time I'm in my head, but I try not to show it. But even if I didn't hide it, you still wouldn't notice. And even if I didn't write it, I feel like a poet. I'm healing pain just with my words. I'm giving all my people hope. Lately, I've been feeling broke. Lately, I feel like a burden. People took me as a joke back when I ain't have a purpose. Nowadays, I'm on my own. Nowadays, I'm staying strong. I don't need a girl for nothing. I don't need no friends. And I don't need nobody in my face claiming they my mans. And I don't need nobody coming around messing up my plans. Nah, yeah, I don't need it. No, I don't need it. Yeah, but when your nights get cold and your tears run dry, I'm gonna be right there. You're gonna be just fine. When your nights get cold and your tears run dry, I'm gonna be right there. You're gonna be all right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. All right. And you wrote that.
Yeah, definitely straight from the heart. Yes, sir.
And how long does it take you to do you write? How long does it take to write? Do you have a place?
No, it really just anywhere, whenever I'm in a mood for it, really. I like writing in the car. I might just sit in the car, you know, just think, clear my head. Or I might just be in my room, just with the lights off in the dark and my headphones, just listening to a beat. But
I hope you're not texting that all out to yourself as you're driving.
No.
That was going to be my question.
I'd definitely be parked.
How do you go from
parked? Don't write songs and drive.
No. I heard that's bad.
When I'm in the car, I mean parked. Definitely be parked.
So how do you go from words and thought to the music itself?
Everybody got their own different method on to how they create and stuff like that, but with me personally, I just feel like it all come natural, you know, like if I'm going off of how I feel, then I just put my thoughts and just put them into a song. Like if I got a topic, I'm doing a song with somebody, and a certain topic is having fun, going to parties, then I know that's my theme. I can just create something around having fun and going to parties. So it's, you know, all on based on, you know, what the topic is.
So how do you physically go from thought to word? I mean, to the song. I mean, how do you keep it? Do you write it down?
I got it in my phone. Sometimes I might just go into the studio and I just record.
Kicking it new school.
Yeah, have all my tracks just saved already on the computer so I could just go back and listen to it. You know?
So how do you fix the music? I mean, how do you find that? Do you create it yourself?
No, I have an engineer. His name is Sturdy. I record downtown, actually.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, he do all my music for me. Yeah.
Well, give him our compliments, man.
Dennis got to every time the young musician comes in.
Definitely the best in the city.
give him 60 seconds of advice.
60 seconds of advice?
Let's do it.
You're on the great chart. You're already on the great track as it is, man, because it's from the heart, you know? Mm-hmm. You always got to remember where you're coming from, and that's the grounding, you know? That's going to carry you all the way through, and you just got to want to, you know? And if you got the want to, he shows like he's got the want to,
and
that's going to carry you through, and you know, but it's only a part of your life. You know, and as you were talking about before, you're talking about business, doing other things and whatnot too. You got to keep your head and your heart and other things, you know, and keep yourself busy from other aspects and whatnot. But this guy's growing. He's got a big future ahead. I saw 58 videos on your YouTube.
Yeah,
you know, that's amazing.
So
I mean. Jeepers. I mean, I don't know how a guy does that.
Man. I just need the right ears to hear me, man. We going up for
sure. Get you subscribers to Official Neo Music on YouTube and everywhere else. Where else can we get you again?
We got Instagram as well at official_Neo0. I'll be posting all my music, all the information, upcoming events, all that's going to be on my Instagram, official_Neo0.
Yeah, let us know. Get a hold of us too. We'll put the word out for you. I want to get some merch from you and you know, download your tunes if that's the way to do it these days.
I got some shirts here, so I'm gonna let you guys look at some shirts I got with me today too. So.
Nice,
that is awesome. Great to have you on board, my
friend.
Thank
you, man.
Great
I appreciate
to see
you for sure. You too. Yes, sir.
Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I'll tell you what, you've gotten better just from, like, it's almost exactly a year ago we had you
on. Almost exactly, yes.
So, it's a big difference between then and now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. For sure, man. I'm
congratulations.
Definitely going. For sure. Appreciate
keep it rocking.
Remember the milestones, man. That's what keeps you grounded, too.
Absolutely. Definitely. And you got to give kudos to this young man right here, Jim.
Yeah. Shout out Ryan, man. Him. You know.
Ryan is really the guy that's helping you, you know, kind of doing. And you need somebody behind you to promote you and get you organized and set
you know,
up. And,
you know, they say teamwork make the dream work. Amen. That's what we doing. We're going to make this dream work. Let's do it.
Right.
And by the way, I want to say happy birthday to Ryan Rubel. We all had a good time with him. He's an unbelievable internet sensation from Eau Claire who comes to Green Bay.
And yeah.
So, hey, thank you very much for doing this. Dennis, always a pleasure having you in here, buddy.
Thank you.
Always
thank
a pleasure.
You. Great to see you. Happy anniversary, guys.
And I hope
thanks.
Thanks for your gifts. And I hope to see you on the 3rd in Manitowoc.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I will be off next week. You guys will have a great time. Hope you have a phenomenal weekend and a fantastic 4th.
See ya.